In the gospel reading today, we hear of St. Peter asking our blessed Lord what is to happen with St. John the Evangelist. St. John, after all, is the beloved disciple, the one who was the closest to our Lord in this life. And that being the case, then the question is, what's going to happen with him? Basically, Jesus said, it's none of your business. Just you follow me. Keep your focus where it belongs. Don't worry about everybody else. You just follow me. What a profound thing for all of us to learn. We absolutely love focusing on everybody else because we don't really want to focus on what God wants from us, because we don't do a very good job of it, most of us. Consequently, we don't want to focus on it because we kind of condemn ourselves. So instead, we'd rather condemn everybody else, somehow thinking that we're justified if we can condemn everybody else. It doesn't work. What we need to do is keep our focus on the Lord. And then, as we heard in the first reading, if we do that, then we're going to be doing what is good. We're going to be practicing the law. We're going to be filled with wisdom and understanding and all these things. That's what the Lord promises to us. But we have to understand what that's going to require. That's going to require a change within our own selves. Not just a little bit of a change of direction. Not just, yeah, I should start doing this better and stop doing those things or whatever it might be. I'm talking, this is going to require a change in how we define ourselves, which is why we don't want to look at it. Because we know how to be who we are, however it is that we define ourselves. I know how to be a loser. I know how to be stupid. I know how to be a fool. I know how to be an idiot. I know how to be this or that or the other thing. I don't know, on the other hand, how to be the person God made me to be. I don't know how to accept my own dignity. I don't know how to accept that I'm lovable and that I'm good and that I'm made in the image and likeness of God and that I'm a child of God, that I share in the divine nature and the divine life, that I've been raised up to a supernatural level of acting and being. And we don't know how to do that. And so we'd rather wallow in the mire of thinking we're no good, we're worthless, we're trash, we're garbage, all this other nonsense, which are all lies of Satan. But most of us have been believing them from the time that we were this big. And consequently, to now shift gears 180 degrees. So I said, this isn't a minor little thing that we're being asked to do. Just shift your trajectory a degree or two. Now, we're talking about a 180-degree shift. To go from exactly what St. Paul said, that you have been ransomed from darkness and brought into the kingdom of light. And then he goes even further and says, once you were darkness, not once you were in darkness, once you were darkness, and now you are light in the Lord. That's a 180-degree shift. We know how to be darkness. We don't know how to be light. Satan had us from the moment that we were conceived because we had original sin. And even though most of us were baptized when we were just babies, we still keep falling back into the lie. We still keep going back to what it is that Satan's been telling us since before we were born, instead of listening to what God is telling us. So now we simply need to look at what St. John tells us. He says, look, the one who's written you these things is the witness so that you will know that these things are true. Notice that the church at every single Mass gives to us the prologue of St. John's Gospel. Because it is truth. Obviously, the whole of Scripture is true. But it's the truth not only about who Jesus is, but it's the truth about who you are. And it is there every single day. And we let it go in one ear and out the other. And we say things, oh yeah, I've heard that how many times? Yeah, we've heard it. Do we pay attention? We've also heard how many times that you're a loser and you're no good and you're stupid. Why do we pay attention to that? But we refuse to pay attention to the truth. Why do we not want God's truth, but we are more than willing to listen to Satan's lies? Think about that. On the day that we were baptized, didn't we say that we're going to reject all of his lies? And that we're going to accept the truth? And we haven't done it. So maybe it's time. Maybe it's time that we do exactly what our Lord told us to do. Follow him. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. As long as they're following him, they're going to follow him according to the path that our Lord has called them to follow him. And it's an entirely different path, perhaps, than the one that he has you on. That doesn't mean that yours is better than theirs, and it doesn't mean that yours is less than theirs. It means that the one you are on is absolutely perfect for you. And it means that the one that that other person is on is absolutely perfect for that other person. There is no comparing then. Because no matter what, if we're following the Lord, if we're doing his will, that's what's perfect. And so there isn't any kind of comparison. All that matters is that we're following the Lord and that we're accepting and living the truth. But that means changing our lives. Changing who we think ourselves to be. Humility is truth. I say that because the way the devil's going to approach it then is to say, oh, if you think that there's anything good, that's just pride. You're just being arrogant. No. Go back to the first page of the Bible, and what did God say? He made you in his own image and likeness, and it was very good. Not even good, very good. That's not being arrogant, that's simply stating the truth. And as St. Teresa of Avila said, humility is truth. Now, if you're running around saying, oh, look at me, I'm great. Yeah, that's arrogance. If you're looking at it and saying, no, God made me in his own image and likeness, and he made me very good, that's just true. And then through baptism, he raised me up, made me his own son or daughter, gave me a share in his nature and in his life. That's just truth. It is also what God has done. It's not what we did, because we didn't do any of that. God did. So we just need to glorify him for what he's done in us. But that's the way we're supposed to live our lives, to glorify God. That's what we see the angels doing on Christmas Day. That's what we hear through the saints throughout the years. They're all glorifying God. Satan wants us to glorify ourselves. Because if we glorify ourselves, then we're following him. Because that's what he did. He refused to glorify God, but instead decided to do it for himself. Look at where it got him. That's where he wants us to be. God wants us with him. But you know what? No one is going to get into heaven until they accept the fullness of the truth. And that doesn't just mean accept it in our heads. Because again, we all know all the answers to the catechism. We all know that in our heads. The question is, do we believe it in our hearts? And this is the one that's at the heart of it all, your own dignity. And in case you want to know just how important that is, remember this is the primary difference between Catholics and Protestants, is the view of the human person. And most Catholics, tragically, believe exactly what Martin Luther taught about it, because they refuse what Jesus Christ taught us about it. Our humanity is so good that God took it to himself and was born for us so that he could suffer and die for us. He didn't look at us and say, "You're garbage, you're a loser, you don't have any dignity." He didn't say that. He took our nature to himself. That's how good it is. And that, by the way, was after Adam and Eve had fallen. Their nature didn't change. Yes, they fell. Yes, they passed on to us a fallen human nature. But the human nature didn't change when they fell. Remember, Satan's nature did not change when he fell. Satan's fall was a whole lot worse than Adam and Eve's. And if his nature didn't change, neither did theirs. Consequently, neither has yours. Because you can look at yourself and say, "Yeah, but look at my sins," or "Look at how these people have treated me," and all that may be true. That has not changed your nature one iota. That has not reduced your dignity in the least. You still have all the dignity that God created you with. And no one, absolutely no one, can take it away from you. Which is why Satan just simply doesn't want you to believe that it's real. So how do we get it where we need it to be? Follow Jesus. Put the focus on him. Strive to do his will. Accept what he's asking of you. It's a whole lot easier, as I said earlier, to look at everybody else. It's a whole lot more fun to look at everybody else. Let's admit it. What good does it do us? Either we're filled with arrogance, thinking we're better than they are, or we get despairing because we think they're better than we are. And it's neither. We're equal. So put your focus on the Lord and keep it there. And just do exactly what he told St. Peter. Don't worry about anybody else. Just follow me. What perfect advice. Just follow Jesus. He's the one then who will help you to accept who you really are, who he made you to be, and who he has redeemed you to be. He is the one who will get you on that path to become the person God created you to be. That's all that matters. To accept the truth, to live the truth, and therefore to follow him who is the truth. Don't worry about everybody else. Just follow Jesus.